Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sydney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. A physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. And major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
There's a man who of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes.
I, James Mowry, have never felt more vindicated than I feel at this very moment.
Secret agent man.
I want apologies. I want a list of people to call me. I have a growing list of people, including all of the callers who gave me a hard time about the Robert Mueller and my take on Robert Mueller. Guys, if anyone watched the last hour and a half
of Robert Mueller's testimony. I did not watch it in toto. I will warn you, I watched probably, I don't know, half. Just clicked on and off. I had a normal show prep to do. I knew Mueller wasn't going to carry 3 hours. I didn't want Mueller to. Good God, I hope Mueller didn't carry 3 hours. He's not that important. Exactly. But I feel vindicated on what I saw. That man is a bumbling, stumbling, confused. He looked like a senile old grandpa up there. Anyone who tells me, you know, they had a subreddit called The Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats all for the last, what, 2 years?
Yes.
2+ years have put their entire hopes of derailing the Trump presidency.
Keep calm and trust Mueller.
It's Mueller time. You remember that t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
And a Mueller time t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I saw people wearing it, like in Alabama, Mueller time. This was a confused, deranged old man. He stuttered. He couldn't hear. Grandpa! Grandpa! The phone's ringing!
The blessing. The blessing.
Is he still in the Navy?
What's that noise? You couldn't hear a garbage truck
full of if it drove through a nitroglycerin plant. I'm telling you, that's what he reminded me of. This guy was not tasked with taking out Donald Trump, period. He was a figurehead. Andrew Weissman was the guy on the team who was tasked with that. I told you guys from the beginning, Mueller was not there to take out Trump. He just wasn't. He would have if that was his role.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was there to mediate the attack dogs and make sure they didn't get their way. He didn't have a clue. I wish you could count the number of times he goes, could you repeat the question? Now, where are we on that? Now, one of them earlier was like, you remember Glenn Simpson, the guy who ran Fusion GPS? No, I'm not familiar with that. What? How are you not familiar with Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson? They started this whole damn thing. Guys, there is a 0% chance that I'm wrong on Mueller. I have been right from the beginning. Mueller was not there to take out the president of the United States. That's not what he was there to do. And I think the stress of this thing, I don't know what they hold over Mueller. I don't know what they have on this guy. I'm becoming more and more convinced on a daily basis that our entire government is run by compromised individuals. Compromised individuals leading compromised individuals, recruiting compromised individuals. This Epstein case, when it blows up, you'll understand why Robert Mueller was there. And there may be no obvious first connection. But what you're going to see is leverage. Leverage. A lot of times people defeat a conspiracy by saying, well, they would have never been able to keep that many people quiet. Like JFK. Well, they would have never been able to keep that many people quiet.
Right. Three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead.
Well, I think three people can keep a secret if you have the other two on child porn charges.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
Or if you know they're married and you have pictures of them with dudes. I'm telling you. You can easily keep these people quiet. Nobody wants to go to prison. Nobody wants to be outed publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to be humiliated. Nobody wants to have their personal name dragged through the mud. Nobody wants to be on trial for their life. You got a carrot and a stick going on in Washington, D.C. and Montgomery, Alabama, frankly. Guys, don't think that what we talk about on this program that applies to Washington, D.C. doesn't also apply to the state of Alabama. There's a reason Jeff Sessions was a piece of freaking cow excrement. There was like 5 minutes of the Mueller hearing this morning where they talked about Sessions being a loser. A lousy attorney general. Either the most incompetent attorney general we've ever had in the history of this country, going back to the first attorney general, whoever the hell that was, or he was compromised and on the sidelines and working against the president. What makes me say that? Cliff Sims.
He's the man who got Cliff Sims on the campaign and then eventually in the White House. Young Cliffy, the vest. Have you seen the picture of him in the vest?
No.
And then Cliff writes a book trying to take out the president. Team of vipers. With his $1 million advance, I'm going to write a book that's going to destroy the presidency. Why? I thought Cliff was one of us. I thought he liked the God Emperor. Why was he recording the president? Why was he writing a book trying to destroy the president? This is the guy Jeff Sessions personally got onto the campaign and into the White House. That's how this game works, people. And Robert Mueller has been playing this game as long as anybody in Washington, D.C. He was a U.S. attorney. He was an FBI director. He's been playing this game a long time. They're all compromised. And what I saw today was what happens when a compromised individual who's a figurehead. You know where the term figurehead comes from?
No.
Remember the golden age of piracy?
Yeah.
A lot of wealthy people were sea merchants.
Uh-huh.
They would ship their stuff around. This is important to this discussion. This isn't a sidetrack. They would ship their stuff around. They would ship stuff from the Netherlands to the Caribbean, or from the Netherlands to the what would eventually become the United States, the Americas. And a lot of people back then couldn't read, so you could put the name of your boat on the side, but nobody knew what the hell that meant. So they would put on the front a figurine, a figure. You've seen these. Usually a head. And the head was how you identified the boat. Because there might be a lot of boats sailing under the flag of a certain country
right.
that look a certain way.
Ah.
But the figurehead was always different. But the figurehead didn't really have anything to do with how the boat sailed. But you know what eventually happened? The figurehead became a symbol of wealth and prestige because they were expensive. They were just a decoration.
Right.
They're like a hood ornament. And they got larger and larger and more ornate. And eventually, you know what happened? They started hampering the ship's ability to do its job. Ships would sink. Ships would not be able to navigate in certain winds. Ships would be blown off course and not be able to get back because the figurehead was too large. It was too ornate.
Right.
Too expensive. Robert Mueller is a figurehead. And he became too big for this thing. This was a tragedy. It's right now in recess. They're going to resume in a few minutes. The Democrats are scrambling. Robert Mueller looks like he's drowning out there. You know what they're probably doing right now? They're shooting him up with whatever they shot up Hillary Clinton with when she went on the stage. And when she collapsed like a side of friggin' beef in New York City when it was 71 degrees and partly cloudy. And they're like, well, she just got overheated, you know. Jerry Nadler looks like he needs stomach surgery again. That happens so often, you know. It's like someone who files bankruptcy and then 10 years later again, their finances are wrecked, they got to file bankruptcy. They didn't change the habit.
Right.
Jerry Nadler didn't change the habit. That pie hole stays full, apparently.
Old Jerome.
Jerry, dodge a sandwich. Fat ass. I hate these people. I hate these people. I hate them all. That's the way Washington, D.C. works, people. It's all compromised individuals trying to do the bidding of globalists and corporatists, trying to use America's largesse. I got an example of why they want to get rid of Trump. There's a great article out today. And I got an example of why they are so desperate to get rid of Donald J. Trump as the president of the United States. I'll tell you about it after the break because I'm already late. I'm already a minute late. I'll tell you about it after the break. It's a great example. And I'm not done with Mueller. I'll continue talking about that. There's, an hour and a half of testimony left. I'll get through that. As it should wrap up while we're on air. And if any fireworks happens, we'll tell you. I do see one Martha Roby.
I did a minute ago. Where'd she go? She looks amazing.
That's her.
She looks amazing. And I don't know if she finally fired the old makeup and hair person and got a new one. Looks like she's been working out a little bit, maybe. Good for Martha. Good for Martha. Proud of her. Look at him. He's a confused old bird. He looks like an old goon lost in a retirement home. He doesn't even know where he is. They ought to stay. You know, when I passed out on the side of the road not long ago?
Right.
They asked me who the president was.
Uh-huh.
It was a fire people or EMS or whatever that shows up. My blood sugar was like in the 40s. But I passed out on the side of the road. And the guy came up. He said, Mr. Coleman? Mr. Coleman, is that your name? I said, yeah. He said, what's your first name? I said, George. He said, who's the president? I said, the God Emperor of the United States. The very stable genius. The doctor, the cowboy. The very good looking Donald J. Trump. And he laughed. I said, who listens? He said, everybody. We'll be back. Don't you invade my home. Best off if you hang outside. Don't come in. I'll only run and hide. Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, or save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered, or pick it up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
stuff. Tell me Mueller stuff. Tell me sweet little Mueller stuff. Tell me Mueller stuff. Tell me Mueller stuff.
I heard him on there earlier talking about the Russians hacking the DNC. Guys, when that lie is unwound, and it will be, when that lie is unwound before the 2020 general election, it's really going to have a shockwave effect. The Assange stuff, I think, is going to come out. The Epstein stuff. You guys are going to get a sort of pullback behind the screen view of what is really going on in Washington, D.C. And just a little bit. I mean, Donald Trump has a big swamp to drain. A lot of people think, swamp to drain. We've got to get these crooked senators out of there. No. It's not the crooked senators. It's the billionaires who run the crooked senators. Actually, it's the trillionaires who run the billionaires who run the millionaires who run the crooked senators. That's what it is. It's like any drug empire. You've got a kingpin out there who's worth $20, $50, $100 billion. And then you got a lot of mid-level managers that are worth $500 million. And then you got your kind of middle managers who are, you know, they might have a little coin. They got a little influence in town. There's probably 1, 2, 3 of them here in Montgomery. Kind of run Montgomery. It's probably 5 in Birmingham, sort of run Birmingham. And then you got all these little street urchins that run around and actually know the delivery method. Well, you don't want to pinch the kingpin. You can't, the government never wants to pinch the kingpin because they're funding an entire black ops organization by the kingpin, by letting him get his drugs into the country. You don't want to go after the street urchins. You know, you slap them on the wrist. They're back out next day. Because they know how to deliver the stuff. You get the middle managers. They're replaceable. They're replaceable. That's what these House members and senators are. They're replaceable. They're the middle managers. They're not the globalists. They're the middle man. They're the little low middle managers. Then you got your corporate billionaires. Those are the upper middle managers. They answer to the trillionaires. The really big industrialists and bankers. That's who they answer to. So it's a flow chart. You got a corporate flowchart at your place, right? Who answers to the CEO? Who answers to the people who answer to the CEO? And then all the grunts who do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, hell, they got a flowchart. You know who's at the top of it? The kingpin of Penny Earned? Tom Latham. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. But he's not making trillions because it's penny earned, right? Penny saved is a penny earned. He does it for the as low as he can get you the cost. And you can price him. You can shop around. You can look. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, fantastic human being, a better concrete guy, and just an all-around special guy to have come out and do your concrete work. You can get in touch with him, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can find him online, pennyearned.co, or you can even check out his Facebook page. Got a lot of pictures there, videos before and after, some time-lapse stuff. You'll love seeing it. If you've never seen concrete poured, and a lot of people haven't, they've never seen the actual work done, it's really pretty fascinating. They take this basically kind of a thick liquid substance, and it becomes hard as concrete. It's pretty fascinating. You know the difference between cement and concrete?
No.
A lot of people use them interchangeably. They are not. Cement is the glue.
Ah.
That holds the concrete together. It's what makes the concrete hard. The rock and the sand and all that, there's some glue in there that holds, that's the cement.
Huh. I did not know
that. You have rubber cement.
Right. It makes sense.
Everybody learns something on News and Views.
True. Something for everybody. Every single day.
Oh my gosh, my stack is so big.
Big stacks. Slapping them on the table.
Ooh, that's a cool story. I have a story here. It's an economic story about why they have to get rid of Donald Trump. I promised it, so I'm going to find it, even though I'm doing this all out of order in the way I wanted to do the show. I think this is actually going to be 11 o'clock. But you know what? You're getting a sneak peek, you 9:30ers. You're getting a sneak peek.
Well, it should pay to listen the whole time.
Let me give you a hint.
I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't miss a second, much less a minute, or even a segment, you know? If I was a listener?
The International Monetary Fund. You can't miss a second. No, you got to actively listen to. You can't passively listen to this program.
You got to be on your toes around here.
When you passively listen to this program, you assume my jokes are serious, and then you're like, Barron said so-and-so's a dog. Well, sort of.
You got to be like Baryshnikov. Stay on your toes. See?
Breaking out the 80s ballerina reference?
I wouldn't have explained it. I'll just let them know.
The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has done two things. They have issued a global outlook on the global economy, and they've issued an outlook on the American economy. And what you're going to see is why the industrialists and the bankers and the globalists and the corporatists are so desperate to get rid of Donald J. Trump as president. Why they had to keep him from being president in the first place. Why they guaranteed Donald Trump will not be president. I heard Greg the other day play that. I love it when he plays it. It's a whole, like, montage. It's got Clooney in there, Bill Maher. Donald Trump will never be president of the United States. Obama makes an appearance. At least I am the president. This is why they needed to get it. This headline right here. IMF increases forecast of U.S. economic growth, simultaneously downgrades global growth prediction.
But Baron, since third grade I've been learning we live in a global economy. And no matter what, if the global economy slows down, it'll hurt the American worker.
I've been listening to those same teachers this whole time, too. And you know what? In about eighth grade, I remember sitting at Brentwood Middle School, formerly Northside Junior High School. In the 8 gold pod, we were on teams. We had green, gold, and white. Your teachers were all the same if you were on the gold team. All your classes were with gold team.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like one was better than the other.
No, well, not at all.
We all sucked.
Not at all.
Yeah. But I was on the
gold. Ours
was gold.
But ours was gold.
They used to be the A team and the B team. And then they changed it to green, gold, and white. And then after I left, that apparently didn't suffice. So they changed it to, even though our colors were green and gold and white, they changed it to blue, white, and green. Because
can't have that gold.
Can't have that gold. Even though blue has nothing to do. People are so touchy. But gold was better. I think my sister's on green.
Like all the losers and haters.
Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund revised its outlook of the global economy. They had a dire forecast just a week ago, and it's actually downgraded it from then. That's the global economy. I remember sitting in eighth grade. I don't even remember who the teacher was, but we had some, I think that what they called it, social studies?
Mm-hmm.
Social studies. I'm in my social studies class, and I'm learning about the global economy, and they're telling us, oh, you're going to have to learn other languages. You're going to have to really understand the world. You're going to have to travel. You're going to go to Europe and Asia in order to do business when you guys get out. So the IMF is downgrading. I remember sitting there at the time thinking, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Why the hell do I have to go to China?
China.
Why can't we just build stuff right here in Tennessee? Alabama, Indiana, Florida.
Worked for a long time, didn't it?
Why do we have to go to China to build stuff? I remember thinking that at the time. That doesn't make any sense. But you know, then you, all through high school, all through college, even in law school, you hear it over and over. You hear it from the news. You hear it from all the politicians. It is a global economy. You really got to stay connected or you're going to get left behind. Everybody needs to learn Spanish because we're about to open the southern border and flood everybody. And if you don't like tacos, you are going to be out of luck.
Well, why would you not like tacos? That's just weird.
Yeah, that is weird. The IMF is now upgrading their forecast of the U.S. economic growth prospects in the future, thereby admitting what I've been telling you guys from the beginning. Donald Trump is good for America. The global economy is slowing down and the American economy is picking up. They have increased their growth forecast from 2.3% to 2.6%. while simultaneously downgrading
the world.
The rest of the world. When he was getting ready to run, when Donald Trump was getting ready to win in November, I remember telling people on these very airwaves, in this radio, November of 2016, I remember telling you, when Donald Trump wins, the amount of money that will be repatriated into the United States, the amount of money that will come back into the United States, and the amount of money that's currently locked up in cash because people are afraid to spend it, that they will unleash into the American economy, will be so massive, everyone will benefit. And it's true. Everybody has benefited. There's almost nobody in America that hasn't benefited. And if you're in the very rare case of the people who are just happen to be in an industry that doesn't benefit, now's the time to switch industries. Now's the time to get into something else. Now's the time to open a business. Now's the time to do something better than at any time in the last 30 years. Actually, 2 years ago was the time, but you know, they always say, yesterday was the best time to do something, today's the second best time.
That's right.
They have buried the IMF release in the mainstream media. They have buried the IMF. If you look at the Reuters piece, you have to go through about 14 paragraphs, and they do it with one sentence. After 14 paragraphs of talking about how the world is falling off a cliff and we're going into a global recession, if not a depression, they say this. In paragraph 14, the IMF raised its forecast for U.S. economic growth from 2.6% in 2019, left its 2020 forecast for 1.9% growth unchanged. Even the Washington Post, put it this way. The U.S. economy is growing even more rapidly than initially thought, the IMF said Thursday. Though it warned that Trump's trade war could slow momentum. What the hell do you think is happening? Why do you think we're growing and everybody else is dying? Why do you think German bond yields are negative? They're so scared in Germany. They're so scared in Germany of losing a lot of money that they're willing to lose. They're willing to take a guarantee that they only lose a little.
What's some of them other bond we got?
We got negative 0.1%. We got negative 0.2%. The Washington Post says the increase is largely the result of a better-than-expected start to the year and the Federal Reserve signaling it's likely to lower interest rates. Guys, it's going to be higher than 2.6%. The IMF... and in fact, like the head of the IMF now is leaving to go be the head of the European Central Bank. The IMF hates the United States. They hate America First policies. They hate Donald Trump. And they're begrudgingly admitting that his economic policy is benefiting America. What you're seeing on this global thing, you're not seeing global growth actually stall or go down. You're seeing a transfer of wealth, 30, 40 years of exfiltration of wealth from the United States into these other countries. You're seeing it coming back. Ross Perot, rest his soul, famously talked about that giant sucking sound we all heard through the 90s as our jobs were being sucked into Central America and Mexico and Canada and Thailand and Vietnam and China and North Korea. You remember that giant sucking sound? Look around. You'll find the empty factories. They're not hard to find. Go to Eufaula. Go to Dothan. Go to Alex City. Hell, there's an empty Russell plant right there in Elmore County that used to employ 200 people.
Yep.
That giant sucking sound that sucked all those jobs away? Go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Go to Anderson, Indiana. Go to Youngstown, Ohio. They'll tell you about the giant sucking sound. That's why they voted for Trump. Go to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They heard the giant sucking sound. Oshkosh Bagosh, now made in Vietnam. They heard the giant sucking sound.
Yeah.
That giant sucking sound you hear now? Our jobs coming back. Their jobs coming back. Coming back to the United States. Increased economic growth while the rest of the world stalls. That's why these hearings are taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Robert Mueller's having to answer these questions from Mr. Buck right now. That's why he's having to answer them from Fat Jerry Nadler, who's so disgusting he had stomach surgery and is fat again. We let a guy like that run the Judiciary Committee. I hate people.
Well, they're terrible.
They're the worst people ever. I got a note yesterday that someone's going to change from one of the big national banks they've been using for the last 37 years, an Alabama-based national bank, to ASC Credit Union. You know why? Heard about it on this program. I snipped out the little conversation. I sent it to the folks over at ASC. They were ecstatic. They love every one of our listeners. I want every single person in our audience to go open a bank account with ASC Credit Union. Go open a checking account. No fees on the checking account. And if you open a Kasasa checking account, then they got store details. You can figure out if it's right for you. You get 3% cash back or 4% interest on your money. Fantastic. Up to $30,000. They can really, really change your life at ASC Credit Union. Guys, you know how we talk about America first? Well, think about Alabama first, too. Think about your community banks. Think about your local credit unions. Go to ASE Credit Union. Go to ASE Credit Union. You can do all your banking there. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. So I said I'm a snowball running, running down into the spring that's coming. All this love melting under blue skies, belting out sunlight, shimmering love.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We are going to enjoy every second of this nice summer break because we know summer heat and humidity will be back before too long. But for today, sunshine, less humid, comfortable, high temperature around 87. Clear skies, cooler tonight. How about mid-60s for an overnight low? Tomorrow, just about perfect. Upper 80s again, upper 60s at night. And then on Friday, I think we'll be around 90 degrees. little more humidity creeps in towards evening. I think we're still dry. But then back to summertime heat and humidity Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 90s and those hit-or-miss afternoon storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry sits to my right. Baron Coleman here with you, and Dave Mowry will be with you 9 to noon on a daily basis. So don't go anywhere. You got everything you need right here. You got everything you need right here. We screen the news, so you don't have to. Like right now, you don't have to watch the Mueller thing. I will tell you if anything happens. Right now, you have a senile, confused old man named Robert Mueller, who looks like he just got lost. You know how every now and then they put the APB out and you see it in like WSFA in the advertiser? Missing Elmore County man wanders off. He's got Alzheimer's. And they fire up the drone and go looking for him. I just found him. He's in Washington, D.C. testifying in front of Congress. This guy looks lost and confused. He's having a terrible time. He's either cracking under the pressure or he's mentally deficient. Mentally deficient. So I will keep you up to speed on that. You don't have to.
Looks a lot like John Kerry these days.
Less Botox.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
John Kerry had face implants.
Well, yeah.
Before he ran for president. That's weird. Like his chin changed shape, his cheeks changed shape.
Looked like a Scooby-Doo villain, like after they pull off the mask and, you know, it was him the whole time.
Well, he looked like a Sharpay for years. Yeah. He had that long face with all the wrinkles all over it.
Why the long face?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But look at Mueller.
Mueller has a long face
with the big chin and the shock white hair and the dopey eyes.
Mueller looks like John Kerry ran through the face app.
Right.
You know, added 20 years to John Kerry.
Over here, Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Mueller, your applesauce is here. Your applesauce is here, Mr. Mueller. It's time for your afternoon snack.
Oh, you like applesauce. Don't throw the spoon.
Mr. Mueller.
I'm only going to pick this up one more time.
And Mr. Mueller, Robert Mueller thinks he's testifying in front of Congress, so he's taking his bed sheets and flipping around like notes. He's like, I don't know. What page are we on? What page are we on over here? Get that applesauce away from me. I can't eat applesauce in front of Congress. Who's this?
Delta Hotel.
What's going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing well. That's a very accurate characterization there.
Have you been watching this?
I watched the first hour before the break. Yes, it is sad. I almost pity the guy. This is the most ridiculous. I can't even call it a testimony. What do you call this?
Well, he can't really give testimony. This is just him. This is an oral presentation. This is an oral Q&A on his report.
Well, you know,
prosecutors can't give testimony by virtue of who they are. They can't give testimony.
Exactly. It would almost be better. Because he's just a prop. Yeah. Get rid of him. Let the Dems and Republicans just go at it tit for tat, point for point, debate.
Yeah.
Because that's about what's happening right
that's
now.
That's all they're doing. I mean, it's each side's asking leading questions through him, so he says yes.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of people don't know what a leading question is. Let me give you a little trial ad 101 here, all right? On direct examination, so if Dave is my witness, I'm the prosecutor, and Dave saw a crime, and I want Dave to come in there and finger the guy who did it, right? I can't go in there and say, Dave, that's him over there, right?
I ain't no snitch.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't say, Dave, that's him, right? And you saw him.
I don't know.
And you were at the liquor store, and you were third in line.
You know that's a lie.
And you had a bottle of liquor. So, I, you know, that's leading questions.
You know this is a lie. I had one bottle of liquor. Come off it, Baron.
But those are leading questions, meaning,
yeah.
Right, and I'm directing you through.
Does it look? Does the suspect look anything like the third guy from the left over here, the black guy with the beard?
Right. So
you're leading him down a path.
When you're on cross-examination, that's perfectly legal. So on direct examination, the witness testifies, and on cross-examination, the lawyer testifies. Mm. And the witness just becomes a sounding board of yeses. In an ideal world, that's what happens on cross-examination. Your witness says nothing more than yes, 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 no. No, yes. And that's why on direct examination, you stand on the other side of the courtroom and you let the witness be the star, because the witness is the one. On cross-examination, you get as close as the judge will allow you to the witness, and you turn your body towards the jury box and you testify.
Yeah.
Isn't it true, sir, that you were at the liquor store? Yes. You were third in line? Yes. You were wearing a green shirt? Yes. He was wearing a blue shirt. Yes, you know. So
that's
you're the one. Just that's what's happening up here.
That's
both sides
happening.
Are leading him.
Exactly.
In an honest world, what they would say is defense. Democrats. He's your witness. You can't lead him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask open-ended questions. Where were you on August 3rd? What color shirt were you wearing?
Yeah.
What number in line were you?
I can tell you right now, I had a lot of concerns about the Mueller report, and I've read a good bit of it. I haven't read the entire thing. I had a lot of concerns going into this so-called testimony. I have many more as a result. There is no way Mueller could be a strong leader of that, 24 angry Democrats, I guess, as the president calls them.
Right.
There's no way. In fact, I kind of see him almost as if he was kind of acting as CEO over the process. He allowed these guys to run off and write the report, do their thing. He came back, got an executive brief, and now he's, as you said earlier, the figurehead of this entire pile of mess.
That's it. That's 100%.
And frankly, I almost pity the guy, because this, anyone can fold under this kind of a 5-minute rapid fire. I don't care who you are. I mean, you're going to probably look confused in the midst of all this, but this is beyond confusion. This guy is inept. As you said, he's old. He's not capable, I don't believe, of being a leader of these 24 angry Democrats, as the president said.
No, he looks confused. He's out of his element. And I appreciate your call, Delta Hotel. That's a great call. Yeah, I appreciate it. Oh, we tickled him at the beginning of the call.
I don't know, Hendry. He might fold under questioning.
Randall.
Morning. I got to think this goes all the way back. It all wraps around. You look what you said, 30, 40 years ago, this stuff started leaving him. And I love everybody out there. Trust me, and don't get this wrong at 1 minute, but it all ties back to the moon. That's why we owe China. We had to let them. That's why they're screwing us on the money, because to keep them quiet. And they locked Tesla. When Tesla, J.P. Morgan was writing checks. Granddaddy Bush was sending checks to Russia and here. And when Tesla found out that he could go wireless with everything, J.P. pulled his money. And then our government built New York a hotel, put him in the basement. If you go in the bottom of it, that thing can run 3 towns on the generators built down there, under there. But he was short. He was, the studies he was doing was causing blackouts. So they put him in there, and they had the FBI on the floor with him. He had tunnels leading to different safes and different banks where he stored everything. Nobody ever saw him because he used these tunnels. They took all that man's work. Cell phone. He knew about it. He invented a cell phone. He invented, and if you go back and you look, everybody that had to know what the moon landing was fake, they...
They cut Randall off. Baron, they killed his signal. He was speaking too much truth about
Randall. You there
about Daddy Bush and Tesla?
Let me tell you. One day we were talking about Bob Riley and how he runs the state. Our tower died in the middle of the rant. The tower died. We were off air for about 45 minutes. Somebody had to go up there and reset it.
I don't believe in coincidence, Baron.
I can assure you it wasn't. They were like, looks like someone pulled the plug. I'm like, yeah, well,
throttle the signal.
Happens. 272-9228, Mr. Mueller and me. Mr. Lou. I changed my name. We'll be back.
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett. Call them today, 285-0014. Liberty Mutual Insurance presents and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, or save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered, or pick it up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trey over at Chase Interiors. Trey over at Chase Interiors is amazing. He's a specialist, man. He's a specialist. Yeah, if you go to a doctor and they got like a doctor and you got a bone doctor, you got a heart doctor, you got like an x-ray doctor, you got the doctor that puts you to sleep, like at the foot doctor. You know, you want to go to the right doctor. Uh-huh. You don't want the x-ray doctor, you know, doing surgery on your foot. Wrong
guy. Right, yeah, definitely. Wrong.
You don't want the heart doctor diagnosing your asthma. Wrong guy. Right? They all do their own thing, but they do their thing. Trey understands that. He's the wall and ceiling doctor. That's it. Walls and ceilings. Drywall, sheetrock, doesn't matter. My favorite thing he does, honestly, is you know those ceilings that have
mud on them, they're like the little patterns and prints, and they got little or little fuzzy popcorn looking things on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they're those? You know why those things are there? To disguise mistakes in the building process.
Ah.
So that you can't see the seams and you can't see the different. Hey, Trey doesn't need all that. Trey will come in and get all that stuff gone and get your drywall and your sheetrock looking really good. If you got some wood paneling, he can come in and replace that. Trey is amazing. He's an absolute genius. And he's a specialist. ChaseInteriors.com. Check it out. ChaseInteriors.com. 799-1502. 799-1502. ChaseInteriors.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I'm going to leave Mueller for just a moment and talk about some stuff going on around here. Tommy Tuberville says he will not take a salary if elected to the Senate. He doesn't need one. He's a little bit like Trump in that respect.
Yeah, but didn't Trump said he would donate it to, like, things that he liked or whatever, and he's done that.
He's done that. That National Park's got one.
I think that this is a gimmick that worked once, Baron.
The doctor?
Yes.
The governor?
And I'm not entirely convinced it'll work again.
I don't know that he...
It just smacks of desperation to me.
Well, that's the thing. Bentley did it at the end.
Right.
Bentley did it at the end. And it was more of a... And he had a message with it. Alabama needs a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to serve the patient. I'm not here for my own good. And to prove that, I don't know. Plus, you had a really nasty primary fight.
And you did something to set yourself apart.
Yeah, it was just a unique set of circumstances.
Everybody in that race seems to just be throwing things against the wall, hoping that that they'll catch fire on this, I'm the most conservative type message. You know, Bradley's pretending that he likes Trump and never renounced him. Tuberville's saying, you know, he's anti-immigrant and he's, won't take a salary. Merrill is talking about,
what's Merrill's message?
Remember he said something about marriage swap shows and homosexual agenda on TV.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with America?
Well,
you know.
At least he's got a message.
I guess.
Is that a message?
Yeah, I don't really think so. Now, I'm also the person that doesn't think that any of your, like, literally anything that you care about policy, I don't think a single voter knows or cares about.
Yeah, they don't. It's all look good, spend money.
Right.
Look good, spend money. Say the right thing. You know, buzz phrases.
Yes.
Buzz phrases. This is my favorite news story I've read in Alabama in quite some time. 5 people arrested in Etowah County for leaving fake crop circles. This is my favorite, absolute favorite headline.
What's the actual charge? Trespassing? Vandalism?
That and vandalism. I mean,
destruction of property?
Could be any number of things.
Well, but like making fake crop circles is not an actual crime. Is it in the Alabama code or am I wrong?
It should be.
You know what? Let's find us somebody that can propose that next session.
Well, somebody from Etowah County. Who's right in Greg Ford's seat?
That one guy.
He cracked the case. What cracked the case was a neighbor whose security video caught an image of a vehicle fleeing the scene. That, and I saw a picture of the crop circle. It was terrible. Clearly not aliens. We'll be back.